I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of Haitians are taking to the streets in protest of ongoing gang violence. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti with Love says people are fed up and discouraged.
They just pray that God will intervene and do something with Haiti, with all these gangs, because they can't stand it anymore.
As gangs take over more cities, people are left with no option but to flee. DeHart says busloads of people are arriving daily in Cap Haitien, where her ministry is based.
These people have left everything they've had in Port-au-Prince.
For Haiti with Love provides food assistance, a burn clinic, and housing to help impoverished Haitians. When people ask DeHart why she and her team serve,
that's when the door is open that we can really tell them about the gospel.
Prayer points and more can be found at our website. And education shapes a child's future, yet many Syrian refugee children don't even have basic knowledge. Lebanon's government, stretched by crisis, can't meet their educational needs. Heart for Lebanon is changing that through a non-formal education program. Around 400 children are enrolled in the South and the Bekaa Valley region, placed in grades by their ability. Daoud Arnaout explains.
We have our educational non-formal program, which is equal to school.
Bible lessons are part of that curriculum as well. Pray that these kids are equipped for the future and that the school receives its license.
What we have accomplished so far with these kids is the style of their life, their education levels has changed positively, and they've gained a lot of education, language, math, a little bit of science.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.